In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people."
Today we remember the shepherds, workers for the common good, steadfast watchmen isolated and alone, far from the warmth of home, doing the job no one wants. And yet God saw them, God valued them, and God declared the greatest news of all to them alone.
On this fourth Sunday in Advent, we light this candle of love as a symbol of the shepherds, agents of the gospel, and redeemers of the world.
Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the words found in our Bible that help us remember your love and care. Help us see how we can bring God's message to the people we meet in our schools, at our jobs, and in our neighborhoods. Help us to be messengers of God's love for everyone. Amen.
A light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Good morning and welcome to the 11 a.m. sanctuary service here at Highland Park United Methodist Church. I'd like to welcome those who are worshiping with us online. We are so glad that all of you have joined us on this fourth Sunday in Advent for a special worship service. It's a worship service of lessons and carols. And I invite you now to stand as you are able and join in singing our first carol, which is printed in your order of worship, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Please be seated. We are excited this morning to welcome the Gedney family to the front of the sanctuary presenting their son for baptism. Baptism is one of two sacraments that we have in the Methodist Church. The other is communion. And what a sacrament is it's something that we do physically that represents something that's taking place spiritually. So as we welcome this young man into our family through baptism, our church family, we also believe that something's happening in the spiritual world as God is inviting him into his family also. So as we prepare for this baptism, Ramsey will have a prayer for us.
Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and you brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. And so, Lord, we ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and this precious child who receives it, to wash away his sin and to clothe him in righteousness throughout his life, that dying and being raised with Christ, he may share in Christ's final victory. Amen.
Okay, Daniel and Courtney, I'm going to invite y'all to come up on this first step here and to turn and face the congregation. And on behalf of the church, I have a couple of questions for y'all, okay? Two questions about your faith and one question about your commitment to raise your son in the Christian faith. Here's the first one. Do you confess that while you were made in a beautiful and a wonderful way, just like your son, that you have sin and brokenness in your life? There are things that you have done, things that you fear that you will continue to do, that you need forgiveness of, and that this forgiveness and a healing that can't come from you but must come from beyond yourself? If so, will you say, I do? And do you confess that forgiveness, that it comes from a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? And do you put your whole trust in salvation in him? If so, will you say, I do? And finally, will you do all in your power to raise your son in the Christian faith so that one day, hopefully, he will choose to follow Jesus for himself? And what that means is it means having him in church. It means surrounding him by others who will proclaim the truth of the gospel to him. And it'll be that you're talking about all these things in your home and doing everything that you can to raise him up to know who the Lord is. If so, will you say, I will?
I will.
Okay. All right, Hugh, you want to come here? Okay, yeah, come here, buddy. All right, yeah. You're a good-looking dude, okay? Ramsey, let me come up here so they can see him and others can see him too. Yeah, okay. What name is given this child?
Hugh.
Hugh, we baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And Hugh, we pray that God's richest blessings will be poured out upon you and your life. Amen. Amen. Okay, Hugh, we're going to see if you're going to stay here, and if not, you're going to go back to Daddy? Yep, we're going to go back to Daddy. Okay. Yeah. Daniel, we're going to go on a walk. Okay? Come on. Okay. This is Hugh. We want you to see Hugh, and Hugh's the newest member of our church. And we bring these babies out here for a couple of different reasons. One, everybody wants to see Hugh. Everybody wants to see you, buddy. And two, because in a moment, you'll have the opportunity to respond to the baptism with the responses in your bulletins. And what that response is it is your commitment to help raise Hugh in the life of the church. It's to come alongside Daniel and Courtney to help them to raise their son. It's to be someone who's here on Sunday morning setting an example, perhaps teach Sunday school, maybe a youth leader one day. And if you are willing to make the commitment to help raise Hugh in the Christian faith, then I'm going to encourage you to join Ramsey in the responses printed in your bulletins.
With God's help, we will so order our lives after the example of Christ that this child, surrounded by steadfast love, may be established in the faith and confirmed and strengthened in a way that leads to life eternal.
Let's pray together. God, we give you thanks for everything that you are already doing in Hugh's life. We thank you for the family that he's a part of. We thank you for this church that he's already found his way into these doors. And God, we pray that you will use his family and that you will use his church and that you will use everything else in his life to point him towards you through your son, Jesus. We pray that one day, Lord, and one day early in his life, that he will come to know you through Jesus, that he'll choose to turn his life over and to live a life that's not about himself, but a life that points beyond himself and towards you. We pray that until that day, Lord, that you bless his family, that you bless his church, that you bless him. And God, we love you and we are so grateful. And we pray these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As the family's being seated, I'm going to invite you to stand and to greet those that are around you. As you're being seated, allow me to welcome you once again to Highland Park United Methodist Church. We are so glad that you have found your way here this morning. My name's Matt. I'm one of our ministers here. I'm joined by Elliot Gonzalez, who's the director of our youth ministry. If you don't know Elliot, you should know Elliot. I'm going to encourage you to come up here afterwards and get to know Elliot a little bit. And Ramsey Patton. Ramsey's in here frequently. I know that many of you know her, but if you don't know Ramsey, I'd love for you to come up and say hey to Ramsey afterwards as well. Hey, it's only a few days until Christmas. And we are really glad that you have chosen to be in worship this Sunday morning. Every Sunday, one of the things that we love about this church is that people walk in here having had different experiences throughout their life, different stories, all those things. Some people walk in here every Sunday comfortable in church, this church or another church, feels okay, feels good being around church people. Every Sunday, some people walk in here and it's the first time or the first time in a while, and it feels a little bit weird to be around church people. That may be you, and that's okay. For some people, life is going great, and some people, life is really tough right now. We know that. For some of you, and some people every single week, their life is built around the Christian faith. Some people are asking good questions, exploring the Christian faith. And some people are openly questioning of the faith and maybe even antagonistic to it, but somehow you still found your way here. And here's what you need to know. No matter where you are on those spectrums or any others, this is the church. And in the name of Jesus Christ, you are welcomed here, and we are really glad that you found your way here this morning. We've had a very special service this morning that I'm going to tell you about in just a moment. But before I tell you about that, I want you to know about two things that are happening in the life of the church right now. One, and if you've been around here for a while, you know this. One of the things that we just love about Highland Park United Methodist Church is it's a very generous church. Every penny that is given through Highland Park United Methodist Church at Christmas and at Easter, every penny of it goes to one of our partners either around the globe or right here in Dallas. Now, you need to know a good percentage of what you give every Sunday goes back into the community. But at Christmas Eve and at Easter, 100% of what we give goes straight through our doors and right into the community. So we hope that when you're here on Christmas Eve that you'll give and you'll give generously, knowing that by doing that, you're making a difference in places like Dallas and in places like Costa Rica and Haiti and in different places around the continent of Africa. And we hope that you'll come on Christmas Eve ready to give and contribute in that way. And the second thing that I want you to know about is we hope that you're here on Christmas Eve, okay? Christmas Eve is just 2 days away. In 48 hours, we will be in full swing on Christmas Eve with services all throughout the day. Online, you can find all of the services. You can also find them printed in the bulletin that you received when you walked in this morning. That'll let you know about all the services that are happening in Cornerstone, in our chapel, and the services that are happening in here. I'll be preaching in here at 4 o'clock and at 5:30. I'd love to see you then, but again, I just hope that you'll make worship on Christmas Eve a part of your tradition. So if you're out of town, then I hope that you'll find a church to worship in. If you're in town, then we hope that you'll be worshiping here. So here's what we're doing this morning. Every Sunday, we hope that the services do something in our lives to draw us closer to Jesus, and this morning is no different, though what we're going to do is a little bit different. The story of Jesus is not a story that's meant to be read in isolation. And the story of Jesus is actually a really short story. Historically speaking, it's short. His earthly life was 33 years. That is a drop in the bucket of human history. Very, very short. If we're talking about his story in the midst of the scripture, that larger tradition, you could read the story of Jesus in an afternoon. It's not a very long story. But the story of Jesus, short as it is, his earthly life, is intended to be read, to be heard in the context of a much larger story. From the beginning all the way to the very end. And we have a service this morning that we hope will serve as a way to remind us, and maybe for the first time, to tell us that grander story. The story that Jesus is a part of, and the story that we ourselves are a part of also. So as we get ready to celebrate Christmas Eve in 48 hours and Christmas in 72 hours, we hope that the story that we will hear this morning through songs and through readings will be the backdrop upon which we look at Christmas this year, and we hope hearing this story will be one of the many ways that God uses this Christmas to draw us a little bit closer to Jesus. So as we begin our service, I'm going to invite our ushers to come forward to receive this morning's tithes and offerings.
And when we hear the music playing, Jesus comes to us this
walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. With righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be.
And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?
And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
be seated. Oh God, we stand in awe of what we celebrate. How can it be that you, the all-sufficient God of the universe, became a helpless child resting in a feed trough?
How can it be that the divine word reduced himself to unintelligible sounds?
How can it be that the hands that once sculpted mountain ranges, now made flesh, reach to grab hold of a loving mother's finger?
We don't know. Yet it happened. Jesus came, the visible expression of the invisible God, to bring God to us and us to God.
The darkness of this world at times seems overwhelming, but in midst of the darkness, we again see the light of Christmas, the light that cannot be overcome.
Before him, before you, we bow down and worship.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I will bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. This is the word of the Lord.
And the glory of the Lord. fortune round about him. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
Glory to God, glory to God in the highest. And peace on earth.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him.
When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy.
And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned by God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness to the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord. Listen, friends, for me, it doesn't get any better than Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I mean, that is the one. And in 48 hours, whether you're here or you're somewhere else, you're going to have the opportunity to sing that again as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. I'm going to encourage you to take this program home with you, to look at those lyrics and just to let those pour over you. Those three verses that we sang here teach us so much about what the church teaches, about what Christmas is all about. So whether you're here or you're somewhere else, I hope that you're going to come in here in 48 hours ready to sing and celebrate the birth of Jesus with this story that we've told you today as the backdrop. The story of a people who are lost in darkness, stumbling, who God came and found and cast light into their story. It's not just their story, but it's our story. People who in some ways are lost in darkness and who God continues to pursue to bring the light of hope and joy and peace into our lives today, as he has done for all of those who have come before us also. So let us join now in our choral benediction, followed by a word of blessing. Receive this blessing. Until we are gathered together again, may you go forth from this place knowing that the steadfast love of God, who has been with us from the beginning and will be with us through the end, that love goes with you. May you know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came into this world to bring light, that grace goes with you. And may you know that the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that resided within Jesus, that lived with him his whole life and that rose him from the dead, may you know that that Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is alive inside of you also. May you go forth knowing these truths and sharing them with others. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, go in peace, and we'll see you on Tuesday. Amen.